Gimel Amud Aleph. From the bottom, second.
Is Nachum there?
Yeah.
Nachum, are you there? Are you able to record?
Yes, I'm recording already.
Great, okay. Can you just change the picture behind you?
It's just an audio recording.
Come on, we've got to have the Koisel in, at least an Elul. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Says the Gemara, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Second bottom line, Tana Rabbanon. Vahoyu. It says in the Parsha of Shema, it says the word Vahoyu. Vahoyu Hadvarim Ho'ela. From which we learn, Shaloi Yikra Lemafreya. You should not read Shema backwards. This, as we've seen earlier, does not mean that the parashios of Shema have to be read in the right order. It means that the words of Shema have to be read in the right order. Hadvarim al levavecho, yochoil tehe kol haparasha tzricha kavona. You might think that the entire parasha needs kavona. Now, we have to be very careful over here. When we talk about kavona over here, we're not discussing the general halacha of mitzvahs tzrichas kavona, which we actually discussed early on in this Gemara. That is a general discussion which is not specific to Kriya Shema, but rather that is a shaila in all mitzvahs. If you shake lulav, if you put on tefillin, do you have to have kavana? That's not what we're discussing over here. What we're talking about over here is the kavana behind Kriya Shema. The specific kavana of Kriya Shema, which is that you declare your allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your makabel, to your own mitzvahs, etc., etc. So how much of Shema do you have to have kavana in? We're going to see there's a number of opinions. But at the moment, the Gemara says, Yochoil tehei kol ha-parasha tzricha kavana. You might think that the entire parasha needs kavana from beginning to end. We're talking about the first parasha of Shema, which would mean from the word Shema Yisrael all the way until al mezuzah is beisecha uvishorecha. Talmud Loima Ho'ela says Vahoyu Hadvarim Ho'ela, these words, which means Ad Kan Sricha Kavana, only until there must you have Kavana, but Mikan Ve'elech, from then on inwards, from onwards, Ein Sricha Kavana. You do not need Kavana. What does that mean? So look at the bottom Rashi. Ad kan, ad al levovecho. Until the words al levovecho. V'haftor es Hashem aleikecho v'chol levovcho v'chol nafshecho v'chol moidecho. V'hoyu hadvorim ho'ele al levovecho. Until that point you need kavona. Until the words al levovecho. Why? Because it says, v'hoyu hadvorim ho'ele, these words should be al levovecho. What does it mean al levovecho? On your heart. Means you have to be thinking properly in your heart exactly what you're saying. But from then on, you do not need to have kavana. So that is what's learned from the words ho'ela. That is the opinion, says the Gemara, Divrei Rabbi Elezer. O Malei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, excuse me, Hare Hu Oimer, but surely it says, Asher Anoichi Mitzavecho Hayoim Al Levovecho, from which we learn, Mikan Atolomeid Shekol Haparsha Kula Tzricha Kavona. We have a drosha that teaches us that it does not suffice merely to have Kavona for the first few words. You've actually got to have kavana for the entire parasha. So we seem to have a very, very fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Is kavana necessary only in the first few words or the entire parasha. Omar Rabbo Bar Barchano, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Barchano teaches us in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. We'll soon see later on whether this is actually the halacha l'maisa. But for the moment, Rabbi Barchano is teaching us in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the second opinion over here, and he says you have to have kavana not just in the first few words, but rather for the entire parasha. The entire parasha, by the way, means the entire first parasha of Shema. Says the Gemara, Ika de Masni lo aho. There are some who learn the above statement referring to something else. Which above statement? Look at Rashi, first Rashi. Ika de Masni lo aho. Loho de Rabba Bachano. Rabba Bachano just taught us in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So we have this statement in the name of Rabba Bachano. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So for the moment, that was referring to this discussion. Do you have to have kavana just the first few words or kavana the whole parasha? And he was telling us that halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, you have to have kavana for the whole parasha. But some had this statement in the name of Rabbi Bachano actually referring to something else, not referring, as we have it so far, to the machlokes between Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Akiva. Rather, it's referring to the following. Aho de Tanya. We have another braisa. Again, it's a similar discussion. Hakoirei es Shema. If somebody recites the Shema, tzorich sheyechavein es liboy. He has to have intention in his heart. He has to have kavonas halev. Reb Acha mishum Reb Yehuda oimer. Kiven shekivein liboy beperek rishoin. Shuv einoi tzorich. So what are the two opinions? The first opinion says Hakoire es Shema Tzorach Shechaven es Liboy sounds like you have to have Kavana for the entire Shema from beginning all the way until the end. Whereas the second opinion in the name of Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that no, it's enough if you have Kavana just Perek Harishon. What does that mean, Perek Harishon? Says Rashi on the top line. The Perek Harishon Kol Parshas Shema. You have to have Kavona for the first parasha of Shema, but that's it. Not the entire Shema, just the first parasha of Shema. So again, we have two opinions. The first braisa that we learned on Amud Aleph, there was a discussion, do you have to have just the first few words or the first parasha? Here it seems to be a discussion, is it the first parasha or the entire Shema? On that, this is now the second version, this is what Rabbi Barchano was referring to. According to the first version of events, Rabbi Barchano, when he told us the halacha is such and such, he was referring to the first braisa. But according to the second version of events, he was referring to the second braisa. And he was telling us, Omar Rabbi Barchano, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, halacha ke Reb Acha she'oma mishum Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, which is that you do not need to have kavana for the entire, all three parashas of Shema, rather the first parasha of Shema, because I'm hereby paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, which means the difference between the first version and the second version is only a difference with regard to which particular braisa was Rabbi Barchano referring to, braisa number one or braisa number two. But if you following carefully, you'll see that there's no difference, however, halachically between two statements. Because in the first version of events, he said the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, which means you have to have kavana for the entire first parasha of Shema and not just the first few words. And in the second version of events, he's saying exactly the same. That you don't need to have kavana for all three parashas of Shema, but rather for the first parasha of Shema. So Rabbi Bar Chana certainly said at the end of the day, you need to have kavana for the first parasha of Shema. Which of the two brises was he taking his stance? That's the difference between version number one and version number two. So far at the moment, the opinion of Rabbi Bar Chana, whoever he's paskening like, is that you have to have kavana when? During the first parasha of... Now, says the Gemara, Tanya Idach, we have another brisa, yet another brisa that discusses this. And it says in this alternative brisa, Vahoyu, again, that word Vahoyu, Vahoyu advarim wa'ela, Shaloi yikra lemafreya. Vahoyu means this is the way it shall be, no other way. Do not read Shema backwards, okay? And then it says, we make another drasha. It says in the parasha of Shema, al levavecho, hoyu advorim wa'ela al levavecho. Hoyu advorim wa'ela asher anoichi tzavchayim al levavecho. What do we learn from the words al levavecho? Al levavecho certainly refers to your heart, something to do with kavana. Rav Zutra Omer, ad kan mitzvas kavana. Now this is a bit cryptic in the beginning, the Gemara will explain. Ad kan mitzvas kavana, literally translated, until this point the mitzvah is to have kavana. Mikan ve'elech mitzvas kriya. From here on in, the mitzvah is kriya. If you look at Rashi towards the top, second line, adkan mitzvas kavona kula mefarish lo. This will all be explained v'ozil as we go along. So at the moment it's a bit cryptic. We don't exactly know what does that mean, mitzvahs kavona, mitzvahs kriya. It sounds like, Rashi says, don't worry, soon the Gemara will explain. It sounds like that there is something called a mitzvahs kavona, in which you must have kavona, as opposed to a mitzvahs kriya, which sounds like the mitzvah is just to recite the words, but even without kavona. So it's either or. That's what it sounds like. So it sounds like, therefore, we're making a drasha, because it says, so when you read those words, al levavecho, that tells you that these words have to be said from the heart, which means the kavana. From then onwards, you don't need to have kavana. It sounds like you just need to do a kriya, just need to say the words, even without kavana. That's what it sounds like. That is the opinion of Rav Zutra. Rav Yashia Oimer, the other way around. Ad kan mitzvas kriya, mikan ve'elech mitzvas kavana. So he has it the opposite way around exactly. But until this point, there's a mitzvah of kriya, just to recite the words. That's what it sounds like. We'll soon see if that's the real translation. And then from there on onwards, there's a mitzvah of kavana. So this is all highly cryptic. Why, until this point, you have a mitzvah kriya or kavana, or the other way around, kavana and then kriya. So the Gemara now explains in detail. We go back. The Gemara asks a question. Maishno, why is it that mikan ve'elech mitzvas kriya? That was the first opinion. We're going back to Rav Zutra. Rav Zutra said that until this point, you have to have what's called the mitzvah of kavana. After that, the mitzvah of Kriya. What does that mean? There's a mitzvah to recite. If you look immediately at Rashi towards the top, Rashi says, Omer Rav Yashia, Ad Kan doesn't just mean until these words, it means Perek Rishon. And what does it mean, mitzvahs kavana? Says Rashi, Kosal Kedatach, as we know very well, when Rashi says Kosal Kedatach, it means it will soon change. But at this stage of the Gemara, the Havamina is Kosal Kedatach de Kavona Beloi Kriya. If we talk about mitzvahs kavana, it sounds like the main object is, the aim of the game is, the kavana that you have in your heart. Whereas the kriya is not necessary, which means as follows. There are two ways of focusing on Shema. Either you can just recite the words and not have kavana, or you could do the exact opposite. You could have kavana but not recite the words. You could just scan the words with your eyes. And maybe that's what the Tekar Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. He wants it to be Alav Avecho. He doesn't want you to say the words. He just wants you to think them. There is, of course, a third option which we have not yet discussed, which is maybe you have to do both. Maybe you have to do Kriya and also Kavana. So again, at this stage, and that's what Rashi says, Kosal Kedatoch, we are assuming, and we'll soon see that maybe it's an incorrect assumption, we're assuming that it's either or. Either the Torah wants the Shema to be on your lave, which means I just want you to think the following concepts, or speech, it's all about the reciting of Shema. Which one is it? So Marzutra told us that the first parsha has to be in your lave. The first parasha is all about intention. The second parasha is all about kriya. And that's what the Gemara is now querying. First word on the line. Mai shna, why is it that mikan ve'elech mitzvahs kriya? Why are you telling me that the second parasha is all about kriya only? It must be Dichsiv, because it is written, Ledaber Bom. What does that mean, Ledaber Bom? To speak in them. Where does it say Ledaber Bom? In the second parasha of Shema. So if it says in the second parasha of Shema, Ledaber Bom, you see that what's the Torah concerned about? Dibur. Speech. Is that why you're saying, that's what the Gemara is asking, is that why you're telling me that the second parasha of Shema is all about Kriya because it says the Daber Bom? Well, if that's the case, says the Gemara, I don't understand, because surely Hochanami, so too in the first parasha, Hoksiv, the Dibarta Bom. In the first parasha, it also talks about Dibur. So why are you telling me that the second parasha is all about Dibur? Because it says Ledaber Bom, and therefore the main focus is on the Kriya. But surely, in the first parasha of Shema, it also talks about the reading. It says V'dibarta Bom. So why did you tell me that in the first parasha, it's all about Kavona? And Kriya only kicks in the second parasha. Why is there no mitzvah of Kriya for the first parasha? Remember, for the moment we're assuming that it's either or. Either Kavana or Kriya. If you derive Kriya from the words Ledaber Bom, then why are you ignoring what it says in the first parasha, which is V'dibarta Bom, which is also a manner of Kriya? Says the Gemara, Hochi Ka'omar, you misunderstood. This is what's meant. Ochi Komar, this is what we meant to say. Ad Kan, until this point, is mitzvahs kavona v'kriya. It's not either or, it's both. The first parsha of Shema, you're quite right, because it says v'dibarta bom, absolutely, you've got to do kriya. When we said that the first parsha has to be said b'kavona, we did not mean to the exclusion of kriya. We meant very much in addition to kriya. So the first parsha, you need both kriya, you've got to actually say the words because it says v'dibarta bom, you've also got to have kavona. Whereas in the second parsha, you only need to do kriya, but the intention apparently is not necessary. So according to Marzutra, it turns out, the first parsha, you need a double force, you need both kriya and also kavona, whereas in the second parsha, you only need kriya. Now let's revert to the second opinion. Says the Gemara, Umayishna, and why is it that according to Rav Yashia, we said Ad Kan, mitzvahs kavona. I'm sorry, we're still in the opinion of Marzutra. So let's sum up at the moment. According to Marzutra, what do you need in the first parsha? Two things. You need intention. You also need kriya. In the second parsha, however, you only need kriya. The Gemara is still unhappy. The Gemara says, excuse me, doesn't make sense. Umayishna, what's the difference? You're telling me that Ad Kan mitzvahs kavona v'kriya. Until this point, meaning the first parsha, you've got to have both kavona and also kriya. Why is that? Where do you get these two separate ideas from? It must be, says the Gemara, Diksiv al levovecho v'dibarta bom. Al levovecho is all about the heart, that's all about intention. So there I see that in the first parasha you've got to have intention. It also says v'dibarta bom, and you must speak in them, so I see you've got to do a kriya. So the first parasha of Shema clearly talks about kavonas halev, because it says al levovecho, and it also says v'dibarta bom, so you've got to do kriya. So I understand that the first parasha of Shema needs both kavona, because it says al levovecho, and kriya, because it says v'dibarta bom. But what I don't understand, says the Gemara, is in the second parasha, why should there be any difference?
Right.
Surely, says the Gemara, Hosam Nami there too. Where's there? In the second parasha, Hoksiv Ledaber Bom. It says, Uksharatim Lois Aliyatchem Voilutait Fais Beninechem. It says also the word Alevavachem. So if it says Alevavachem in the second parasha, in addition to the words Ledaber Bom, so what do you see in the second parasha? Once again, there's an inyan of Lev, which is kavona, and there's an inyan of dibur, which is speech. So exactly what's required in the first parasha should surely be required also in the second parasha. What's the source in the first parasha that you need kavona? Because it talks about lev. And what about dibur? Because it talks about dibur. In the second parasha it says both of those words as well. So I don't see any reason, asks the Gemara, to distinguish between what's required for the first parasha and that which is required for the second. If in the first parasha you require kavona and dibur, you should require both of them as well for the second parasha. Says the Gemara, no. Hahu mi boyale Look at the Rabbi Yitzchak. That word in the second parasha of Alevavachem, that's referring to something else. That's teaching us Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. What did Rabbi Yitzchak teach us? It says in the second parasha, Da'oma, Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. It says, V'samtem es devorai eile. What's the lashon of the pasuk? It says, V'samtem es devorai eile al levavachem. So we thought, what does that mean, al levavachem? It means you've got to have kavonas halev. Says the Gemara, that's not what it means. Do you know what we learn from al levavachem? We learn Rabbi Yitzchak's principle. What is Rabbi Yitzchak's principle? It says, V'samtem es devorai eile al levavachem sricha. It is required. Shetehei sima, there should be a placement keneged halev, opposite the heart. What does that mean? What's this referring to? Look at Rashi. Towards the top on the last wide line. Shetehei sima keneged halev. Doha v'samtem, when it says, and you shall place them, dixiv, that which is written in the Torah v'samtem. Lav v'kriya. The Kavona Airi. It's not talking about your intention. It's not talking about what you're reciting. That's not the discussion at all. What's it talking about there? Elo besimas tfilin shel yad. Vesamtem, and you shall place. What should you place? You shall place the tfilin shel yad. And where exactly should you place it? Says Rashi. Sheyehei som oiso, so that you shall place it al goiva shel yad, on the highest part of the arm, which is the muscle, the biceps there, keneged halev, which is opposite where the heart is, al kiboires hazroya, which is the muscles, the biceps of the arm, baradun, which is apparently the French, as Nachum will confirm. So if that's the case, this word, the samtem is devarei eile al levavachem. The second al levavachem in parasha number 2 has nothing to do with your kavana in Kriyashma. What's it talking about? Where should you place your tefillin shel yad? Your tefillin shel yad should be placed keneged halev. Well, if that's the case, now everything makes sense. In the first parasha, it says both the words leiv and also dibur. Alevavecha v'dibarta bom. So you've got to have kavonas haleiv, number one. And number two, you've got to have dibur as well. In the second parasha, we only require dibur because it says the daber bom. But we do not require kavona, because it doesn't talk about saying Shema from your lave. Even though it does say al levavachem, that's referring to something else completely. That's talking about where your tefillin should be placed. So that is therefore what Mazutra, that's what Rav Zutra holds. Rav Zutra holds, parasha number 1, you need two things. Number 1, lave, which means kavona. Number 2, dibur. And those are learned from the psukim of Levavachem and V'dibarta. Whereas in the second parasha, all you need is Dibur, because it says Ledaber Bom, but you do not need Leiv. You do not need Kriya, Kavona. And that's what he meant, Ad Kan. Until then, is Mitzvah's Kavona means you've also got to have Kavona, but certainly in addition to Kriya. Whereas Mikan ve'eilech, from here onwards, that's the second parasha, all it is mitzvahs kriya. You've just got to recite the words, but the kavona is not important. That is the opinion of Mazutra. Says the Gemara, let's try and finish this. Omar Mar. Now, we said that there's a second opinion. Rav Yashia seemed to say the opposite. Rav Yashia, Omer Rav Yashia said, Ad kan mitzvas kriya, Mikan ve'elech mitzvahs kavona. So he had it the other way around. But the first parasha, it's all about kriya. The second one is kavona. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. Maishno, why are you? Mitzvahs kavona. Why are you telling me that the second parasha is all about kavona? Mishum dechsiv al levavachem. But surely, Hochanami, in the first parasha, it also says al levavecha. So again, the mistake that we're making is that we're assuming it's either or. And we're assuming that if it says al levavachem in the second parasha, then surely if it says al levavecha in the first, you should also need kavon. And the Gemara says you're 100% right. Again, Hochi ka'oma. What we meant was, ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'kavona. The first parasha, indeed, you need kriya v'kavona. But mikan ve'elech, kavona beloy kriya. So we didn't mean, when we said in the beginning, ad kan mitzvahs kriya, we didn't mean kriya only. We meant kriya as well. But certainly you've got to have levavecha, you've got to have kavona. Okay, so you're telling me that the first parasha needs both kavona and dibur. And what about the second parasha? It just needs kavona. One second. Umayishno, what's the difference? You're telling me that adkan mitzvahs kriya, the kavona, dechsiv al levavecha v'dibarta bo. You're telling me that in the first parasha you need both factors, both lev and dibur. But again, the same question. Hosam nami, in the second parasha also, hoksiv al levavachem ledaber bom. It says also, it talks about dibur. So exactly what's required in the first parasha should surely also be required in the second parasha. Says the Gemara, no. Hosam. Sorry, Hahu Bedivre Toiroksiv. In the second parasha, when it talks about Ledaber Bom, you must speak, it doesn't mean you must speak Shema. It means you shall speak Divre Toiro. V'ochi Komer Achmona, this is what the Torah is teaching you. Agmiru Benaichu Toiro, teach your sons Toiro. Such that deligrasubahu, so that they will learn Torah. Teach them Torah so that they will talk in Torah. So the talking in the second parasha of Shema is not discussing talking Shema. What's it talking about? It's talking about talking in Divrei Torah. So that's really the end of the Gemara. So let's now sum up, because it's a little bit complicated. It turns out that in every parasha of Shema, both the first and the second, we always have to calculate, do you need kavona or kriya or both? It turns out that in the first parasha, everybody agrees you've got to do both. You've got to have kavona because it says alavavecha, and you've got to do kriya because it says v'dibarta bo. So there's no discussion about that. Rav Zutra and Rav Yashia are all on the same page. Parasha number one requires both. The machlokes is, what does parasha number two require? Rav Zutra says it requires dibur, because it says the daber bom, but it does not need leif. Why not? Even though it says alavavachem, that's merely referring to where you should place your tefillin. Rav Yashia holds the exact opposite, that the second parasha only needs leiv, but does not need dibur. It needs leiv because it says alavavachem, but it doesn't need dibur, even though it does say ledaber bom, but that's not referring to Shema, that's referring to Torah. So again, everybody agrees, we know what the words of Shema are. I mean, it clearly says both in the first parasha and in the second parasha, it talks about lev and it talks about dibur. The question is, are all those words referring to Shema? So in the first parasha, the answer is a resounding yes. Parsha number one, you need Lev and Dibur. In Parsha number two, even though it says Lev and Dibur, but only one of them is required. Which one? That's the Machlekes, Rav Zutra and Rav Yashia. According to Rav Zutra, you just need Dibur. You do not need Lev, because Lev in the Pasuk is talking about where you should put your tefillin. According to Rav Yashia, you just need Lev and you don't need Dibur, because the Dibur in the Parsha is not talking about Shema, it's talking about Divrei Torah. So even though it seems a little bit complicated, but actually it can be summed up extremely simply. In the first Parsha, you need Dibur and Lev, and in the second Parsha, you only need one, and there's a Machlekes, which one? That's really all it is. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Bli Neda Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow morning we'll resume. We'll try and make a very prompt start. Bli Neda at 8:45.